In the years after the Great Recession, there's been lots of talk about revitalizing Michigan, trying to get away from the 20th century economic model, trying to move the state, its residents, its jobs, to the 21st century and beyond. And it's fair to say many would agree that innovation is a vital part of moving Michigan's economy forward. Crain's Detroit Business has come out with a list of the 100 most innovative companies in Michigan. They call it the Michigan Innovative Index. Chad Holcomb is a reporter for Crain's Detroit, and he joins us now from Detroit to explore the list. Hi, Chad.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So first of all, according to Crain's, what makes a business innovative?
Well, we've been interested in this question for years here at Crain's. People and companies innovate and apply for patents for their innovations all the time. But they don't always necessarily have a market-leading innovation. So we kind of were curious to know what companies are sort of breaking new ground where there is possibly the most commercialization potential, the most investment potential in their investments. And so we hired Chicago-based Ocean Tomo, a patent valuation firm, to help us evaluate the companies here in Michigan that are applying regularly and have patents issued each year by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. This was something that has intrigued us for years, and we wanted to see how things were trending. And we noticed that companies in 2012, that was the most recent year we could get a complete year of patent issuances from USPTO, were innovating a little bit more, and were innovating a little more intelligently in terms of targeting specific industries and targeting specific markets that gave their innovations a higher value.
And you report that the total number of patent applications filed by Michigan companies has been on the rise, but that's not the big news. It seems that the big news is the quality of Michigan patents, and that's how you developed your top 100 list. What makes a high-value quality patent?
Well, there are a number of factors on that, and there are Ocean Tomo and other companies like it do this sort of work all the time in terms of evaluating a patent, because for many companies, particularly startup companies that are investing in commercializing a new technology, the value of the company is the value of the patent. It helps during due diligence in an acquisition by a possible investor or an investment by a private equity firm. Evaluating these patents gives them a sense of how much the company is worth, how much its intellectual property is worth, and how much an investment should be, what the size of an investment in the company and the stake that should be acquired in that company would be structured according to that intellectual value. So these things are usually evaluated on a number of things. How much that patent is unique versus building on previous inventions. There will be references within the patent application to other kinds of intellectual property that it's standing on or building on. And more importantly, how much other subsequent innovations now have to do the same. How much they now reference or go back to evaluate the value of a patent, that particular patent. If it gets a lot of references going forward, that's a pretty good indicator that it's a pretty unique and groundbreaking kind of innovation. And that was one of the things that we had, we really wanted to take a look at here.
Why are we seeing an increase, do you think, in the quality of patents in Michigan?
Well, there's been a pressure here within the state, particularly through the last economic downturn and the reorganization of the automotive companies to find value in other industries. We noticed that, that while auto dominates in volume, the number of patents here in Michigan, it doesn't necessarily always dominate the value index of patents that were awarded in the last several years. Now, these were patents that get awarded in 2012 are the ones that would have been applied or sought for either right before or during the 2008 and 2009 economic downturn. And so this would have been a time when many companies were really seriously reevaluating what they needed to patent. And so there was a number of high-value patents coming from, for example, companies like Roush that have long had a history in the auto supply chain but are now recently diversifying into medical devices, life sciences equipment that serves the healthcare industry. Delphi has also been innovating in that area for the last several years. There's been a number of high-value innovations coming out of alternative energy, alternatives to the standard forms of fuel consumption that we know aren't always going to be sustainable going forward. That these are areas where companies are looking to the future because they need to. The world has changed, and they need to change with it.
I'm speaking with Chad Halcom, who's a reporter for Crain's Detroit Business, and we're looking at Crain's new list of Michigan's 100 most innovative businesses. So, Chad, let's break this list down for a little bit for everyone. Geographically, where are most of these businesses located?
Well, that was one of the biggest surprises for us. We were expecting a lot of auto supply chain companies, a lot of companies in the university research corridor towns like Ann Arbor and East Lansing to be powerhouses of patents. And they are. They do generate a large number of them. But what was unique is the number that are coming from the west side of the state, from northern Michigan, from a lot of startups that are doing things in very non-traditional industries for this state and are breaking new ground. One of our top valued patent holders is in Petoskey, a company that is developing a new form of converting the methane product of natural gas drilling into a liquid form, which can then be sold as a biofuel. This isn't really something you necessarily think of in Michigan, although Michigan does have a lot of natural gas drills in the north half of the state.
Sure.
But it's an area where one company is staking out a high-value form of innovation. That's something no one's really trying or has really made a lot of progress in yet. And so while Gas Technologies, the company in Petoskey, doesn't have a lot of patents in the 2003 issuances, they only had three, but they were all very high-value patents just by virtue of the area they're carving out, the market they're seeking. No one's really doing that here.
What about the other geographic trends you're seeing, such as West Michigan? Is it generous tax breaks? What's going on there?
Well, some of that is the usual suspects. I mean, one big patent powerhouse on the west side of the state is Whirlpool, a major appliance company. They sought 135. They had 135 patents issued in 2012, as did Dow in Midland. That was also a big volume innovator. But Whirlpool did have in a pretty high value index amongst the patents that it sought, as it's also trying to adapt to a new economy. There, a lot of manufacturers are looking for or retooling and getting into advanced materials manufacturing, one of those areas that economists and experts have targeted as a possible growth market within the U.S. more than traditional old line manufacturing might be. This was a direction manufacturers were taking largely during the downturn as a way to diversify. And now, with the 3 to 5 year lag time you see from the patent application to patent issuance process, that investment they were making back then is beginning to pay off. We saw a number of value patents coming also out of East Lansing, either from Michigan State or from some Michigan State commercial spin-out companies. Stryker, a healthcare company in the Kalamazoo area, is also a big patent innovator and also benefiting from that large investment companies are wanting to make in a growth market here in Michigan in healthcare. And there are a number of small startups in small towns like the Petoskey company. There are a number of Magna subsidiaries in Holland and Zeeland that have been doing a lot of inventing that gave the patent valuation firm a little bit of a pause, a moment to look at them for their high value as well. It really has been spread out around the state in a way that surprised us.
Is there something that these communities that you were talking about, Holland and Zeeland, certainly the university areas, Ann Arbor and East Lansing, what can they teach other parts of the state about attracting these innovative, creative companies?
Well, that's an interesting question. This was always, we think, and we're still evaluating this trend, but that there used to be a sort of barrier to entry for some of these smaller communities because they were geographically removed from universities that could provide them some talent or support, or from large corporate neighbors in the area that could potentially be interested in and invest in their technology. But with the arrival of the internet and new media, and it's becoming such an increasingly interconnected world, these small towns might not be as isolated in an information and innovation sense as they used to be. Mm. We think that's part of what's driving this, but we're going to need to do more research on that subject.
What does this list that Cranes has put together, the 100 most innovative companies in Michigan, what do you think, Chad, it tells us about the future of Michigan's economy and also the future of jobs in our state?
Well, as I was saying earlier, the value of a company is the value of its intellectual property in many ways, especially for startup and early stage companies that are just beginning to receive investment and starting to grow. This is probably what the most telling thing a list or an evaluation project like this can do for us is tell us what companies are likely to be suiting buyers or courting buyers in the coming months or years, things that might become attractive investments for private equity or venture capital firms, companies that look like they might have the most growth potential because they're patent and their patent value makes them attractive as an area for more traditional companies to grow and diversify by taking in a new company into its R&D operation. Sometimes this is a great way to expand for companies that are looking for new markets. So these are the hot items on the market, even if some of them aren't necessarily selling. It does tell us some of the places where investors are looking.
Chad Holcomb is a reporter for Cranes Detroit, speaking to us about the 100 most innovative companies in Michigan. And Chad joined us from their offices in Detroit. Good to talk with you, Chad.
Thank you.